From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Each year, predatory home lending costs American consumers upwards to $9 billion. Hardest hit are people of color. African-American home buyers are three times as likely as whites to take out high-cost subprime loans. Recently, the House of Representatives responded to this with two anti-predatory lending bills. One of them is co-sponsored by North Carolina Democratic Congressman and current chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Melvin Watt. Congressman Watt joins us now to talk about his bill and the problem of predatory lending. Also with us in our Washington, D.C. studios is Keith Corbett, Senior Vice President of the nonprofit Nonpartisan Center for Responsible Lending. Gentlemen, I thank you very much. Mr. Corbett, let me start with you, if you could, please. Give us a thumbnail layman's approach to what predatory lending is.
Predatory lending is a wealth-stripping device that takes away the equity that most people have built up in their homes. It is basically a combination of steering people into bad loans, has loans with prepayment penalties. So predatory lending is basically about the terms of the credit, not so much the access to credit.
Congressman Watt, thank you for being with us. Let me ask you, you obviously saw this, I suspect, as a cancer, particularly in African-American communities and other communities of color. What will this bill do to help eradicate this?
Well, it would basically prohibit predatory lending and set up a system of federal rules to govern transactions that would complement the state laws that are currently in effect in some states. There's no uniformity across the country in the various states. Some states have very good laws. Some states do not have good laws. And there needs to be a federal standard established.
Congressman, what is the biggest problem as you see it for these people who have to take out what we call subprime loans? These are loans that obviously the interest rate is much higher. There are a number of penalties attached to them. What's the biggest problem for these people in not being able to secure a prime loan, a regular loan, if you will?
Well, the cost of the loan typically is substantially higher to these people, and they're the people typically who can least afford to be paying higher cost. The second major problem is homes are typically the primary source of building wealth in minority communities. Most of us who don't even have any savings account, a lot of people have homes and they build up equity and value in those homes, and that's how they build wealth. And these predatory lending practices allow lenders and others to get fees and strip that equity in the home out, so it really removes the ability of people to accumulate wealth.
Keith Corbett, who is making these loans? What organizations, institutions? This is not a shady guy on a corner just handing out money, a typical loan shark. Who's doing this?
This is done, it crosses line. It's done by a lot of your larger financial institutions. Just about all the, you would say, the major banks have some involvement with predatory lending through their subprime units. So it crosses lines.
That being said, Congressman Watt, how difficult is it to go against institutions that have, as you know, a mighty lobbying arm? They're very powerful institutions, and I suspect they would want to keep this out of their annual reports, out of the public's eye.
There has been a willingness on the part of a number of the major institutions to try to clean up the industry, so to speak, and to yield themselves a better set of reports that come out annually about their performance in low-income and minority communities. So in North Carolina, for example, a coalition of lenders, borrowers, consumer groups, the NAACP, various community organizations, and state legislators banded together to form a coalition to do a very aggressive predatory lending law, which we have patterned the federal law after. We're hoping that we'll get the same level and kind of cooperation at the federal level, particularly from lenders who are the most responsible lenders. Typically, the shady lenders are the ones who are resisting any change, but nobody wants to be known as being a shady lender.
You talk about responsible organizations. Two of the largest in terms of lending money, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have been principally those groups that have lent the most dollars across the board, but they too have been accused of, for instance, steering, and that is, for people that don't know, where you take people who may even be qualified for prime loans and steer them into what is called the subprime loan. How problematic, systematic is this in the system, Congressman?
Well, first of all, Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae, don't make direct loans. They purchase loans from lenders. They're not in the direct lending business themselves. So to the extent that they are influencing this, they are doing it through their purchasing of loan policies. And I wouldn't say among all of the problems that they have been accused of, that's not their primary set of problems. But it is a serious problem. We need to deal with it, and I think this proposed legislation would deal with it at a federal level. And one of the problems that that has led to this is that the federal regulators last year, or year before last, actually ruled that lenders who are subject to federal lenders are not subject to the state's laws on predatory lending or unfair and deceptive trade practices. So you need a federal regimen in place to protect and to govern federal lenders.
Mr. Corbett, let me ask you, what do you say to banks and these lenders who simply say that the folks we're lending to are, quite frankly, a bad credit risk? And in order for us to give out this kind of money, we have to be safeguarded, if you will. And by means of safeguarding, we're charging a higher interest rate.
Sometimes one of the things is that one of the most egregious practices is steering. And one of the misnomers about predatory lending and reports by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stated that 30 to 50% of the borrowers could have qualified for loans with better terms. One of the egregious practices is steering. Predatory lending crosses class lines. Upper-income African-American homeowners living in predominantly African-American neighborhoods are twice as likely as low-income white borrowers to have a subprime loan. That's the HUD and Treasury research.
So in essence, the totality of the problem is much bigger than those who fall on the bottom rung of the economic ladder.
Certainly. The Center for Responsible Lending released a study in January of this year. Prepayment penalties does not allow a borrower to refinance when rates are going down or when they need to refinance. Prepayment penalties are more prevalent in minority neighborhoods. In fact, these families face 35% greater odds of being saddled with prepayment penalties than borrowers living in predominantly white neighborhoods. And they lock you into high interest rates.
Congressman Watt, let me ask you, in terms of the stories that you've heard, what is the biggest issue that folks who find themselves in this dilemma have talked to you about?
Well, there are a whole range of issues, and it'd be hard to categorize what the biggest issue is. I think the most troubling part of it is that it strips equity, and we need to be building value and equity and wealth in our communities. And to the extent that you have a practice that allows or that works in a contrary direction, that's a serious problem. The biggest problem from my perspective is that equity stripping component of it, and the fact that in general, lower-income minority individuals tend to end up paying much, much higher interest rates that don't reflect the risk that are being assumed by lenders. And that, in effect, is a form of discrimination. It may not be overtly racial. It may not be overtly class discrimination, but everybody ought to be able to get a loan that at a rate that reflects the actual risk that a lender is assuming. And because of these attitudes that somehow we are higher risk, African Americans are higher risk, or an African American neighborhood is a higher risk, you end up with higher interest rates, and that cost us a lot more money over the years of a mortgage, the life of a mortgage.
And finally, Congressman, and quickly for me, if you will, I know that you also want to provide education for those who will be taking out a loan. It's very important, whether it's subprime or not, to understand what you're getting into, correct?
Well, there are a lot of people who get into real estate transactions who really don't understand what they're getting into, and we do think that education is a primary way to address that issue.
All right. Congressman Mel Watt, Democrat from North Carolina. He's co-sponsoring one of two anti-predatory lending bills with fellow Democratic Congressman Brad Miller and Barney Frank. Also with us, Keith Corbett, Senior Vice President of the nonprofit Nonpartisan Center for Responsible Lending. Gentlemen, I thank you both. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.